And if I start a commotion, I'll only end up hurting you, and that's worse. Ever fallen in love with someone? Ever fallen in love with someone? Ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with?
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
desert sands, when the desert whispered to me, he said, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
Shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight. Push the president and his wife. We'll hold them for a ransom or take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is smoking cigars. Anyone he does not like. Shoots or puts behind bars. Coup d'etat! Coup d'etat! Go!
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation!
All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation with your host, Aaron, here till 1 o'clock today. And, yeah, what a nice, sunny fall day. Is summer officially over? Almost. Anyways, I was out at a show at the Astoria last night. Got to see Mass Grave play, and it was their 15th year of existence, their 15-year anniversary gig, and... Yeah, it's hard to believe that they've been going around. They've been going for 15 years, and I actually remember when they started. It was 2002, 15 years ago. I had just started the Generation Annihilation radio show, and yeah, they were. I was living up on 14th and Main, and there was three houses on Watson Street, Watson and 12th, and they were all. Inhabited by punk rockers, and Mass Grave were living in the middle house, and they started jamming and playing, and they've been playing crazy grindcore crust ever since, and have put out many fine releases and done lots of tours and stuff like that. Yeah, I also got to see the Sore Points It's been a few times since I've seen them, and the debut of Gunslaughter, and first time seeing Fane. Yeah, check them out. Got kind of a thrashy UK hardcore, 80s UK hardcore feel. Yeah, they're really cool. Started things all off with Iggy Pop, title track of the Repo Man soundtrack. Yeah, I played that because Harry Dean Stanton, the actor who played Bud, Otto's partner in Repo Man, passed away a few days ago at 91. Yeah, we also played Circle Jerks, Coup d'etat, which was in the Repo Man soundtrack. It was also on the Golden Shower of Hits. So yeah, 91, good long life. Definitely for that actor, Harry Dean Stanton. Yeah, we also lost somebody else last week who passed away at 56. I'm talking about Grant Hart from Husker Du. Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, that he passed away at such a young age. And, yeah, just every time somebody passes away, or not necessarily every time, but it's like somebody in the music scene is like, yeah, I haven't played that band in a while. And yes, I definitely haven't played a lot of Husker Du on the show. So yeah, I thought I would showcase this act. This would be the perfect opportunity. Yeah, so if you don't know Husker Du, they were a Minneapolis trio consisting of Bob Mould, guitar and vocals, Greg Norton on drums, and Grant Hart, who passed away last week. The drummer, yeah, and then the songwriting duties and vocal duties were shared by both Bob Mould and Grant Hart, and they were one of the original Midwest hardcore acts, although they morphed into being probably one of the first successful indie rock alternative acts. And yeah, they if I'm not mistaken, they were the first band from the hardcore punk era to get signed to a major label, and may have been the first indie rock act to get signed to a major label in the 80s. Yes, they were around from 1980 to 1987, and yeah, the name Husker Du in Danish translates to "Do you remember?" in Danish and Norwegian. And we're going to hear a track by Husker Du from a early demo of theirs going back to 1979. This is a track called "Do You Remember" on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Don't run away. Don't run away. Why should I say? Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we are showcasing Husker Du, Minneapolis trio, or St. Paul, if you want to get a little bit more technical there. Yeah, the twin city to Minneapolis is St. Paul in the Midwest. And yeah, we started things all off with a track from a new release that just got unearthed called Savage Young Du. And it was all of early Husker Du releases. And we heard a track called Do You Remember, which means Husker Du in Norwegian and Danish. And we followed with a track called Let's Go Die, another demo track. And we followed with a track called Statues. That's from their debut 7-inch release going back to 1980. I never knew Husker Du ever sounded like this till quite recently. And up until, I guess, about 20 years ago, I found out what a great hardcore band Husker Du once were, that they were capable of producing that kind of stuff. Because I always thought, what's so hardcore about this band? People say that they were so predominantly hardcore, the first record. And I never really heard the first record until about a good 20 years ago. And I was like, wow, that is very heavy. I got into hardcore and punk later on. And by this time, a lot of the bands were getting soft and more melodic, which is what many people would arguably say that Husker Du were more akin to. But yeah, let's get into some of their harder stuff. We're gonna go get into 1981. This is their debut LP, which showed up in the form of a live record, and it was recorded August 15th in 1981. And it was released on New Alliance Records. And unfortunately, the production isn't top-notch, but the music on this is just ferocious. Land Speed Record by Husker Du. This is a track called All Tensed Up on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Up, 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 up I see you. everybody. This is Joey Shedd from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right, and we are showcasing Husker Du on this edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with a track from the live release Land Speed record going back to 1981. All Tensed Up was the name of it. And from the Charred Remains cassette compilation going back to 1981, we heard a track called Bricklayer. And from the New Alliance 7-inch release, heard the title track In a Free Land. And from the Reflex Records 1983 12-inch EP, we heard called Everything Falls Apart. We heard a track called Blah, Blah, Blah. And, yeah, a lot of touring in those years from 1981 to 1983. The group caught the attention of Black Flag and the Dead Kennedys, and Black Flag guitarist-songwriter Greg Ginn signed the band to his label, and from 1983 to 1985, they put out a bunch of releases, including this release we're going to hear right now called Metal Circus. Yeah, and we're going to hear a track called Real World, and you can hear the I don't know if you want to say transcending, but you can hear the sound morphing into more melodic territory in this track, and This is one of my faves. It's called Real World. Here we go.
Breaking rules and odds. People don't do things like that in a real world at all. are things that I'd like to say, but I'm never talking to you again. There's things I'd like to pray somewhere, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. I put you down where you belong, but I'm never talking to you again. I show you everywhere you're wrong, but I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you. Talking to you. I'm never talking to you again. I'm never talking to you. I'm tired of wasting all my time trying to talk to you.
lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex Your Head! Okay, started things all off. Where did we start here? We started things all off with two tracks off the Metal Circus release, going back to 1983 on SST Records from St. Paul, Minneapolis's Husker Du. We heard a track called Real World, and It's Not Funny Anymore. The vocal duties on that were from Grant Hart, drummer, vocalist who passed away last week. And we heard three tracks from the fantastic Zen Arcade release. That one is going back to 1984. And, kind of a concept album all about a boy who leaves home and faces reality. And, it's a double LP, and it's a real masterpiece. It's been called a Thrash Quadrophenia. And, it was rated as one of the top 100 greatest albums by the Rolling Stone. And, it wasn't spent a lot of money to record. It was recorded in over 45 hours for the cost of $32,000 and, sold out quickly. And, some people say that this record is badly produced. Yeah, the production isn't the greatest, but I think the songwriting genius on it is so good. You can overlook the production. Yeah, we heard, Never Talking to You and Be on the Threshold and I'll Never Forget You. And we're going to hear the final release they did for SST Records, sung by Grant Hart. This is a track called The Girl Lives on Heaven Hill. The name of the release is New Day Rising. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things off with a track from Husker Du's New Day Rising release, The Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill. And then we heard a Byrds cover, 8 Miles High, 60s psychedelic act who Husker Du covered. And then we're falling up here with a track from the Flip Your Wig release, Green Eyes. And yeah, I gave that record away, and listening to this track, isn't a good indicator on why I did. Yeah, this track doesn't do anything for me. And if my memory serves me correct, neither did the whole record. And I stand corrected. Flip Your Wig was actually the last release from Husker Du on SST Records, and they were approached from Warner Brothers afterwards, and they signed for two records, Candy Apple Gray and Warehouse Songs and Stories, and they ceased to exist in 1987. Grant Hart, who passed away last week, went on to form Nova Mob. Bob Moulds went to do Sugar and some other acts, and I'm going to leave you with one final track. You probably saw this if you were watching music television in the 80s. You may have seen this song on Much Music or MTV or whatever. It's a very commercial song, but it's a good one. It's sung by the late Grant Hart, and it's called I Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely. This has been another edition of Generation Annihilation. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and hope you like this edition of the show showcasing Husker Du. All right. Take care.